On this Trinity Sunday, there are many theologians who are debating whether God is God, or God is three in one, or God is Father, Son, Spirit, or God is Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. As heretical as it may sound, there are times when I don't think it matters. What I think matters most is that we acknowledge God. We acknowledge that there is a something out there that inspires us to be our best, that challenges us to love others, that never gives up on us no matter how many mistakes we make. There isn't one way to meet God. There isn't a schedule for God to arrive in our lives. I believe that God comes to us in many different ways, places, and people. In telling the stories of how God moves us to be our best, we open up the possibility that someone else will be inspired or supported and find that God connection. What if you don't know God? How will you find out about God? Does it mean you can't be a good person until you do? What if you thought you did, but now you're not sure? There was a man named Nicodemus, so we are told, who was a good man, a man of faith. He was a leader in his church, but someone came along and asked questions and challenged what he had known. And as a result, he wasn't sure that he had really known God. So he asked questions. He didn't shout them out among a big crowd of people. Instead, he went out and found Jesus and asked him how to connect with God again. And Jesus said, "You have to be ready to begin again. Let go of all that you have known and learn of the different ways that God is God. Let go of all that you have known." Nicodemus said, "I don't know how to do that." "No, you don't," said Jesus. So Jesus then reminded Nicodemus of faith stories from his ancestors that could be guides to his choices on that day. Jesus told Nicodemus that he, Jesus, would be the answer to some of the questions that would guide him back to God. The story tells us that the questioner and Jesus talked. Jesus didn't say, "Don't ask questions," but answered the questions so that Nicodemus could begin again to know God. Trinity Sunday tells us that God has many faces and voices, but one true love. That God may come to us with the wings of an angel or a burning torch to the tongue. God may be waiting for us in the darkness of night with answers or perhaps more questions, but God comes. Did you know that Nicodemus is only mentioned in John's Gospel? He is there three times to challenge the Sanhedrin about the legality of their choices, to ask questions to deepen and understand his faith, to help bury Jesus. In all three of these scenarios, he shows courage as he stood up for something he didn't fully understand, or stood up for injustice, or showed compassion in the face of unspeakable violence. So if he didn't appear in any other Gospels, why might John have thought it important to bring him into this one? I wonder if Nicodemus is there to show us that even the most faithful and learned people don't always understand God. I wonder if he helps us to recognize that Jesus would speak in riddles and that it would take time and patience to understand that he was really speaking of letting the Holy Spirit of God change our life if we are willing to be open to new beginnings. I wonder if he is there to let us know that we can seek out God and ask questions and that the answers may totally take us out of our comfort zone. So here is a question to think about. Faith first or actions? What comes first, having faith or living faith? There are some who would say that before you live a faithful life, you need to know God. But there are others who say that they are faithful, but you couldn't tell it by their living. There are people in the world who would say that they are not religious, but they live lives that always put others first. I think that the spirit of love that is God has infiltrated many lives without people being aware. I think that when we see people helping the poor, the hungry, the displaced, the wounded, that is God in action. I think that even if we are unaware of the Spirit's presence, living love for others is God's work. I think that God can come to us first and then push us into actions that care for the world. But I also think that if we make caring actions a basis for our living, that we will come to know God in the way that God wants us to. We hear God encounters from two different generations of God's people today. Isaiah experienced God with dramatic flair, enthroned with a choir of angels with enough noise to terrify. Nicodemus experienced God as a mystery to be uncovered, as a teacher with quietness and purpose. How do we encounter God today? Is God in the challenges of life and church? Is God in the questions? Is God terrifying us or gently nudging us forward to discover a new way of understanding the holy? How are we responding? Are we jumping in or jumping back? Jesus said, "God sent me with some answers and some direction for faithful living. Together we can bring love into the world. Let's listen for God's voice coming from unexpected places and people. Let's be brave enough to follow Jesus' direction, even if it's not what we expected. Let's open our hearts to let the Holy Spirit push us forward, terrified, comforted, and loved by God. Amen."